Okay, so tell me about the locker room at halftime. Who got vocal? And obviously things changed around.
Coach Smith, Rod Smith, really everyone took a part in this, but all the coaches were just telling us that that's the worst half of ball we could really play. And there's really no worse from there. So we had to fix a couple things, change a couple blocking schemes, and I think second half we really showed that our offense is pretty good.
You think it was some of it was confusion with the new scheme? I mean, was this like, you know, what was the first half a little first live test of this whole thing?
I don't think it was really much of that. I think it was more of what they were doing with the three down and the backers. But I think we made some good adjustments. And, you know, speaks for itself, you know. I think we scored. How many points did we score in the second half?
28. And all four scored by everybody in your room. One by you, two by Reggie, one by Rayvon. So tell me about it. I mean, you and I talked at camp, and you said that thing. Like, we're rolling deep, and these guys can score, and I can score, and you know, everybody can do a little different thing. And is that how you guys viewed this game?
Yes, exactly. I think that's really how we're going to view it for the season. I think it's, our depth is a blessing, you know. Obviously, a bunch of us have been banged up before, so we don't want that to happen.
And everybody stays fresh in the fourth quarter.
I think when everyone was on the field, we weren't tired. And even though we're going fast paced, I think that's tough for the defense because defense won't be changing personnel like we will be.
Yeah. And so, do you guys approach it like that? I mean, I know Dre's in the walking boot right now, but you know, it seems like you guys are pretty tight knit compared to, you know, former years where it was people competing for carries. You guys all have that mentality.
Yeah, I think we're all selfless, just whatever it takes for the team to win. And I think we're all really good backs. So. We all had our own little versatility and change of pace back, you know, so it's hard to prepare for a lot of backs.
Tell me about the touchdown, what you saw, you know, who you ran over at the goal line, all that.
I just saw the goal line. I just wanted to get in. It was a blur. I mean, I was just hitting it and just wanted to make sure I got in.
So after the first touchdown of the second half, what was the sideline like? Was it like, okay, here we go, it's rolling now?
I think you can really tell like how contagious success is and making plays. When your boy makes a play, you want to make a play. And I think everyone was making plays, AJ, receiver, whether it was blocking, catching, you know, a couple deep balls. And, you know, once that's happening, it's tough to stop.
Yeah, I've seen on the sideline after the interception, there was a lot of everybody run, grab the helmet, here we go. But those are always the moments of like, okay, time to turn it around, right?
Exactly, yeah. Once the defense is getting turnovers, I mean, when offense, defense, special teams working together, it's a dream.
Yeah.
You know, it's all you can ask for.
All right, thanks, Mike.
Sorry.
a little hot. This is a little hotter than football games in Canada, right?
Well, yeah, you know.
Of course, you were in Florida for 2 years.
Right, so I'm kind of used to the heat now. Uh-huh. But, you know, it was a little – the temperature was high today.
Right.
Drink water.
So let's go back to the day before signing day and you thinking Illinois might offer, which is – 8 months ago, to starting the first game as a true freshman. Take me through that journey.
You know, it's a process, right? And you know, I don't let the rankings or, you know, when Illinois offered me, I didn't let that get in my head. And I came in here with a plan, and that plan was to get on the field. And I wasn't gonna let anybody get in my way to kind of stop me from playing. And you know, I came out during training camp. I tried my best, gave it my all during practice, and it's been a blessing to be on the field and stuff.
Did your brother play yesterday or Thursday?
He played yesterday.
So you can watch his game and he can watch yours?
Yeah, exactly. I actually did watch him yesterday. He didn't do too bad. 4 carries, 40 yards.
Four carries, 40 yards?
Yeah, it wasn't too bad. He didn't get as many reps as he wanted, but it's all good.
So did you text each other and say, okay?
I was texting my mom. I'm like, how's he doing? Because we were out for the team.
Sure, yeah,
so I was texting my mom and like, Tom, how's he doing? Like, how's it going? But I was able to tune in on his first carry, so that was pretty cool.
Great. So what's ahead? I mean, this was the feet wet game for so many of you guys.
For sure.
You, Kirby, Dylan Wyatt, Nick Walker, everybody got their feet wet today.
So it's all of our first game, right? And especially in a crowd like that, you got to get used to it. You can't just come out and play in front of 45,000 people and just be all right. It kind of gets to you at the start.
Yep.
But throughout the game, you could tell that everybody started to come. They started to get comfortable with it.
Yep.
We started trusting our keys, playing the game that we play. Mm-hmm. Started playing Illini football.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, at the end of the day, this doesn't show how good we are as a team.
Mm-hmm.
And this is just a little step. And so we're gonna get better next week, and we're gonna come out and play. We'll come out with the guns.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
for sure.
So when did you find out you'd be starting? You know, your first college game.
I figured out a few. I didn't really know. I didn't really let starting get in. Well, that was, I mean, yes, it was a goal, but I didn't really let it get in my head too much. So, I figured out. I've been starting for a few weeks throughout training camp and stuff. So, I've just been trying to become as prepared as possible for these moments here. So, got the first game out of the way. Feels good. Got to move on next week. Practice, get better, and just get ready to play.
Yes. And how about that kid with 6 tackles for loss today? Hanson had 6 tackles for loss.
Oh,
which
yeah. Animal. Absolute animal. Love the
animal.
Guy.
Really?
Yeah.
Absolute animal. He came out. He's one hell of a player.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's a real leader on our team.
Yeah.
And he really, you talking to me? Oh, my bad.
You're good.
Okay.
You're good. I don't care if anybody.
Yeah, I know. He really set the tone out early for us. And, you know, once the guy saw him hit, everybody wanted to get in there and make tackles, right? So he probably leads by example.
Yeah.
Love the guy.
Great player. All right, Sydney, I appreciate it.
All right,
thanks. Okay, so I won't keep you on the record for this, but that first play, was it PI? Did he get his hand in before?
Yeah, it was a hard ball, and I felt the tug on my left shoulder.
Yeah, it looked like
I should have caught it.
It looked like he pulled your arm off just before the ball got
I should have caught the ball.
You should have had it?
Yeah.
Did you know, like in practice this week, first play, we're going for it, or is that the call made on the sideline?
Something like that. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, tell me about the big play, the down the sideline where there's a little image going around the internet where you juked the guy and he fell over and you kept going. So tell me about that play.
You know, you just got to make plays. You know, I felt like we needed a spark, and I just wanted to help the team as quickly as possible.
Mm-hmm. How's your rhythm with AJ at this point?
It's getting good. It's getting there.
Yeah.
Not where, like, perfect, but mm-hmm. we're on a –
And that first ball was right there, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So tell me about the locker room at halftime. And, you know, obviously fairly depressed mood, and then you come out on fire in the second half. Tell me about that.
Not really depressed, because we weren't playing our best football. So mm-hmm. we all just, like, had to – we knew what we could do. We just weren't doing it in the first half, and we just came out and played our football.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, Ricky. Appreciate it. So in the secondary, with some of the guys out, it's basically like you and Stanley and 1,000 freshmen. Mm-hmm. So tell me about what that's been like in maybe a leadership role for you.
For me, it's been kind of humbling, trying to get the young guys together and make sure that we're all on one accord and make sure that we're in the right places and doing the right things. They've adapted really well to our defense, though. Came out a little slow today, but they finished strong today, and I was really proud of those young guys.
Mm-hmm. I observed you at camp. You were really vocal with some of these young guys, like, read your keys, you know. Do you see yourself as – I mean, you're – you know, a fourth-year player, one of the older guys on the entire defense. Yeah. So do you see it that way?
I feel like I've stepped into that leadership role. That I feel like I've been thrust into the leadership role, and I have to be that vocal leader for these young guys, because we all know that none of them have any experience in college football. They got a little feet. They got their feet wet today.
Yeah.
And I think I've done a pretty good job for the most part. I just got to make sure that I'm on them a little bit more and make sure that we're taking care of business.
I saw your first tackle on that wideout on the short pass. You hopped up pretty good. Was it good to hit? I mean, I know you guys don't hit much in practice. It looks like you had that cobweb clearing. All right.
Yeah.
Finally get to put my pads on somebody.
Yeah, it's been a long time since I've been – because they don't allow, like, kind of the older guys to hit, because they want the young guys to try to get their feet wet during camp. So, guy, I didn't get a chance to hit at all during camp. So,
yeah.
Getting that first tackle in, it really helped me. Like,
yeah.
Up my game a little bit.
What's it like on a hot day like this when another team's running tempo and you guys, you know, it's just line up and go and line up and go?
It's tough. Our offense and camp did a really good job helping us out, preparing for this, because we knew going in that Kent State was going to be a quick team. We knew USF was going to be a quick team. So we emphasized that early in camp. We in 707 drills, we're making sure at the end of the drill, we're running off the field, we're sprinting off the field, so just getting our bodies prepared for this for this game.
Yeah, yeah. And so now, you know, quick turnaround, maybe, you know, a smaller school opponent, maybe they do a little differently. But, you know, with these six guys getting their first real playing, what do you think practice will be like this week? Is it, you know, you remember this from first game to second game. What do you expect from them?
I feel like we should take a huge step forward in terms of knowing what to do and not missing any assignments. I feel like from this first game to second game, it's going to be night and day. I feel like these young guys are really going to step up and have a big game.
Have you been texting with Keyshawn? I guess he gets back playing today,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, played tonight at 6:30.
Played tonight. So he check out your game, you check out his game?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah?
Absolutely.
Yeah, we'll see. All right, I appreciate it.
No problem, man. Have a good one.
Delshawn, how are you? A little tired? I mean, it's a little warm out there, right?
I'm a little exhausted, actually.
Yeah, but on your last play, you come up with the big pick to basically put the game away. Tell me about the play.
It was a timeout before the play. You know, we got the car from the sideline. Told the guys, we got one play. Let's go, one play. Went out there, I wanted to just execute. We all just wanted to execute our technique for one last play, you know, have a perfect play. Got back there, QB got a little pressure on him. He started to scramble. At that point, I just read his eyes. I flashed, saw a receiver to my left of me. Once I realized he wanted to go there, I cheated a little bit and threw the ball and went from there.
Mm-hmm. Tell me about, you and Jake lead the team in tackles today. You guys are out there for, you know, most every play. Tell me your comfort playing next to him.
It's just fun, you know, to have Jake back last year. I missed him a lot. You know, he's a fun guy to have around you. You know, a ball hawk, fast player, physical player, smart player. It's just good to have more guys like that on the field with you.
Yeah. And as a whole, you know, missing some guys from injury, missing some guys from suspension.
Yeah.
You know, it's a young defense still getting younger. As the only senior, what do you see as your role here?
Just to lead the guys, you know, make sure whatever I'm doing is not just for me, but it's for the team overall, you know. Knowing that I got younger guys looking up to me, so I got to make sure every move I make is right, or at least I should think is right, you know, for the guys behind me looking up to me.
Yep, I appreciate it.
Jake misses all.